Christ is the light of humanity, and it is accordingly the heartfelt desire of this sacred council, being gathered together in the Holy Spirit, that by proclaiming his gospel to every creature, it may bring to all men that light of Christ which shines out visibly from the church. These words open the Second Vatican Council's dogmatic constitution on the church. This document provides the fundamental understanding of the church. By choosing this starting point, the council demonstrates that the understanding of the church depends entirely on the understanding of Christ Jesus. The Catechism says the church has no other light than Christ's. According to a favorite image of the church fathers, the church is like the moon, all its light reflected from the sun. One of the main themes of the Gospel of St. John is that Jesus Christ is the light. In the first chapter, part of which we heard this morning, it says, John was sent from God to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. In chapter 8, Jesus says, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Through our baptism, we have received the light of life. It is Christ's light that burns within us, just as it did within John the Baptist. Through the testimony of our own lives in the church, we too must lead others to the true light of Christ. In chapter 12, Jesus tells the crowds, "When I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw everyone to myself." He is speaking of his crucifixion. He goes on to tell his disciples, "The light will be among you only a little while. Walk while you have the light, so that darkness may not overcome you. Whoever walks in the dark does not know where he is going. While you have the light, believe in the light, so that you may become children of the light." Jesus would say about John the Baptist, he was a burning and shining lamp. As our gospel today told us, he was not the light, but came to testify to the light. This is the same role to which each of us is called. St. Augustine connected the light and the cross in this way. Jesus said, "You are the light of the world." In calling you light, I meant you are a lamp. Do not jump about for joy in your pride, in case its little flame gets blown out. I am not placing you under a bushel, but in order to shine, you shall be on the lampstand. Listen to the lampstand. Be lamps, and you shall have a lampstand. The cross of Christ is a great lampstand. Whoever wishes to shine must not be ashamed of the wooden lampstand. Each of us has our own personal cross that we bear. It may be in the family, in our work, a medical crisis, or financial difficulties. St. Augustine tells us to use that cross as a way of bringing the light into the world. Through his church, Christ calls us to bring light into the darkness, calling all people to the light of life. This is our call to holiness. That holiness is defined for us today in St. Paul's reading from the letter to the Thessalonians. May the God of peace make you perfectly holy, and may you entirely, spirit, soul, and body, be preserved blameless for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will accomplish it. In order to define holiness, St. Paul tells us its essence, its dimensions, its origin, and its purpose. The God of peace is the essence of holiness. Holiness is having the right relationship with God in faith, hope, and love. Peace is the fruit of holiness. There are three dimensions to holiness: spirit, soul, and body. Spirit is our relationship with God. Soul is our relationship with others, and body is our relationship with the material world. The Christian philosopher Peter Kreeft wrote, "We relate to the material things beneath us, the human souls around and within us, and God above us. Being holy is not a narrow, specialized thing. It's everything. It's simply being a complete human being." God is the origin of holiness. He calls us to holiness. He also allows us to say no. When we say yes, we are using our free will to accept his gift. Divine grace comes first. Our cooperation with it comes second. The purpose of holiness is our salvation. Christ's second coming will consummate and complete and perfect our holiness. What does that look like? In his letter, St. Paul answers that question, rejoicing always, praying without ceasing, giving thanks in all circumstances, being united to the Holy Spirit, retaining what is good, and refraining from what is evil. To be holy, we need to both repent and believe. John the Baptist preaches repentance. Jesus preaches faith. Repentance leads to faith, just as John points to Jesus. Jesus fills us with God's Holy Spirit. John shows us how to drive out our own evil spirits. Jesus comes into our spiritual house, and John is the exterminator who gets rid of the cockroaches. To be holy, we need both things, to repent and to believe, to say no to sin and yes to God. John the Baptist is there to remind us of that. He summarizes the Old Testament preparation for the Messiah in one word, repent. Again in chapter 12, Jesus cried out and said, "Whoever believes in me believes not only in me, but also in the one who sent me. And whoever sees me sees the one who sent me. I came into the world as light, so that everyone who believes in me might not remain in darkness." At this time of year, we recognize how few hours of light we have. The shortest day of the year is this coming Friday. That also means it is the longest night. This reminds us that we are surrounded by the darkness of sin. We need the encouragement of Advent to help us prepare for the coming of the light into our world. In our rose candle, our rose vestments, we proclaim darkness cannot overcome the light. This is Gaudete Sunday, from the Latin word for rejoice. Our preparations in this final week of Advent help us to recognize the light, to walk as children of the light. Like John the Baptist, we too will show others how to live in that light, to rejoice heartily in the Lord, and my God is the joy of my soul. As we look at the Christmas lights this week, they remind us we too are called to be that light.